Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to say that this Mass is celebrated from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your souls, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church has the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. St. Peter was the Prince of the Apostles. St. Paul was the Apostle to the Gentiles. And so we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
And as we come together now for the celebration of this Holy Eucharist, we take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We do that by examining our conscience. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace and mercy as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And now assured that we have received that forgiveness, we praise and we thank our God with a prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who on the solemnity of the Apostles Peter and Paul, give us the noble and the holy joy of this day, grant, we pray, that your Church may in all things follow the teaching of those through whom she received the beginnings of right religion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, King Herod laid hands upon some members of the Church to harm them. He had James, the brother of John, killed by the sword. And when he saw that this was pleasing to the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. It was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He had him taken into custody and put in prison, under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. He intended to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter thus was being kept in prison, but prayer by the Church was fervently being made to God on his behalf. On the very night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter, secured by double chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while outside the door guards kept watch on the prison. Suddenly the angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." The chains fell from his wrists. The angel said to him, "Put on your belt and your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." So he followed him out, not realizing that what was happening through the angel was read. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first guard, then the second, and came to the iron gate leading out to the city, which opened for them by itself. They emerged and made their way down an alley, and suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter recovered his senses and said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." The word of the Lord. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless that man who takes refuge in him. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. I, Paul, am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but all to all who have longed for his appearance. The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And as I was rescued from the lion's mouth, the Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're told in the opening line of the Gospel today that Jesus is speaking directly to his disciples. So I imagine that that is probably a small group of people that have been following him, but also people who have had contact perhaps with the hundreds and the crowds that Jesus spoke to. And so it's probably a very honest question that comes out of the mouth of Jesus. Who do people say that I am? What are they saying about me? What are they calling me? And their response is, well, some think that you're John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. So that question I don't think was all that important. But the second question is, but who do you say that I am? And I think he is trying to establish a very personal relationship with these close disciples. And so it's Peter who answers, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is Peter's profession of faith. He's come to believe that Jesus truly is who he says he is. And probably at that point is even more committed to following Jesus. I really believe that we have a right to answer that question if Jesus were standing right in front of us and say to you, who do you say that I am? Why are you following me? What is there about myself that makes you compelled to want to be my disciple? These are Peter's words. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Our response may be totally different, just based upon our faith life, our own meditation, our reflections upon the scriptures and prayers. We bow our heads for a moment and just try to answer the question, if it's never been asked of you before, who do you say that I am? And really believe that Jesus is asking you to respond. Would you please stand? We gather as people of faith, and together we profess what it is we believe by praying together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And now we take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs, the prayers, the petitions we bring with us. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that as the successor to Peter, he may lead the Church in defending and spreading the faith throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that like Saints Peter and Paul, we may all be courageous witnesses to Christ, even among hostility and persecution, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood, that those who are called will have the faith to cast their nets and become fishers of men, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity, to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In thanksgiving for a healthy birth, for Luna Claire Krupowitz, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that You do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that You know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the bread we offer You. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the wine we offer You. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May the prayer of the apostles, O Lord, accompany the sacrificial gift that we present to your name for consecration. And may their intercession make us devoted to you in celebration of the sacrifice. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift up
your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For by your providence, the blessed apostles Peter and Paul bring us joy. Peter, foremost in confessing the faith. Paul, its outstanding preacher. Peter, who established the early church from the remnant of Israel. Paul, master and teacher of the Gentiles that you call. And so each in a different way gathered together the one family of Christ and revered together throughout the world, they share one martyr's crown. And therefore, with all the angels and the saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face and have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saints Peter and Paul, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. As we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is now a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, who have been renewed by this sacrament, so to live in the church, that persevering in the breaking of the bread and in the teaching of the apostles, we may be of one heart and one soul, made steadfast in your love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly, give you peace. May he bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A litany to St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary. Saint Joseph. Noble Son of the House of David. Light of Patriarchs. Husband of the Mother of God. Guardian of the Angel Virgin. Foster Father of the Son of God. Faithful Guardian of Christ. Head of the Holy Family. Joseph, chaste and just. Joseph, prudent and brave. Joseph, obedient and loyal. Pattern of patience. Lover of poverty. Model of workers. Example to parents. Guardian of virgins. Pillar of family life. Comfort of the troubled. Hope of the sick. Patron of the dying. Terror of evil spirits. Head of Relevant Radio. Protector of the church. Protector of the Redeemer,
pray for us.
Servant of Christ,
pray for us.
Minister of Salvation,
pray for us.
Support in difficulty,
pray for us.
Patron of refugees,
pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Patron of the poor,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Spare us, Lord.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us, O Jesus.
God made him master of his household.
And put him in charge of all that he owns.
Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.